When COVID-19 emerged 4 years ago, information about staying safe rolled out on a daily and sometimes hourly basis in Vermont. That information, hard enough to keep up with for English speakers, was less accessible to Vermonters who spoke different languages. Into that gap sprung the Vermont Language Justice Project. It's an initiative to share health and safety information among Vermont's immigrant and refugee communities. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed reports on how the project has expanded and how it might continue contingent on funding.
If you're familiar with the Vermont music scene, you might recognize this voice as belonging to the Kenyan-American singer-songwriter Karobo. Karobo is also a caseworker for the Association of Africans Living in Vermont, helping people who arrive as refugees get settled and thrive here. Part of that work is disseminating information to the community, which is where this 2021 music video, titled Chanjo, comes in. With dancers all around her, Karobo sings in Swahili and encourages viewers to get the COVID-19 vaccine to save lives.
There were anti-vaxxers out there. And so I thought, hey, why don't I make a video, a song, music video, that would help my community.
At one point in the video, Karobo gets her own COVID shot.
And they saw me actually taking the vaccine, and I didn't suddenly have like five heads. A bunch of things that we were people were being put out there. Then they started to feel a little bit comfortable to participate in taking the vaccine.
That kind of tailored public health outreach reflects what social worker and videographer Allison Seeger wanted to accomplish with the Vermont Language Justice Project. It was during the first dark days of the pandemic in March 2020 that Seeger says she began worrying for her family, friends, and clients with limited English and limited reading and writing skills.
So I was really concerned about how they were going to gather information about what seemed to be this completely terrifying virus that was sweeping the world.
Seeger says she started working from her kitchen, talking over Zoom with community partners to work on messaging. With people like Karobo on board, Seeger says the project began to produce COVID-19 safety videos in 10 different languages.
The translators were sending them out to their communities. The school districts were sending just the audio files out through robocall systems.
Initially, Seeger says, everyone did this work for free. Then,
I think when the Department of Health realized what we were doing and knew that we were really kind of doing their job for them, they absolutely stepped in and gave some money so that we could pay our translators for the work that they were doing.
In 2021, Seeger says the Vermont Language Justice Project received nearly $330,000 from the Department of Health through a CDC COVID-19 health equity grant. Thanks to that money and to some additional grants, she says they now have 3 full-time staffers. And their videos are available in 18 different languages.
We've made over 140 videos in any one language.
All these videos have a combined 227,000 plus views. And they're no longer just about COVID.
¿Sabías que habrá un eclipse total el lunes 8
de abril? Did you know that parts of our state will see a total eclipse?
Est-ce qu'on connaît un peu l'éclipse solaire lundi 8 avril 2024?
In addition to covering of-the-moment topics like eclipse or flood safety, they also tackle ongoing everyday topics, like how to pick up medication from the pharmacy, information about ticks, and tips for how parents can talk with and listen to their kids.
Each time I send out the video, share with them, and they all get back to me. Say, it's really good.
This is Lily Fung, who serves Chinese communities through the Vermont Language Justice Project. She says there's a particular need to address language and cultural barriers among the families who operate Chinese restaurants in Vermont.
A lot of them tell me, Lily, you know, I have a eyes, I cannot read, I have a mouth, I cannot talk, I have ear, I don't understand.
They're serving as like trusted messengers, right, and cultural liaisons to communities that the health department has struggled to reach.
This is Sarah Chesbro with the health department.
You know, everyone needs to stay safe and healthy in emergency situations or you know, public health crises. Not having that information available to them is inequitable, but also puts lives at risk. So this is really, to me, life and death information.
The challenge, though, is that the major chunk of money the Vermont Language Justice Project relies on, that CDC COVID grant, is running out. Allison Seeger expects it to dry up by December, and she says the Vermont Language Justice Project is looking everywhere for more funding. Chesbro, who is the health department's point of contact for the Vermont Language Justice Project's grant funds, says she hopes programs in the department and across state government, nonprofits, and community organizations can chip in.
And I'm not quite sure, you know, how that would look from place to place, but it would be really amazing for them to be able to sustain funding to continue their work.
The Vermont Language Justice Project's funding is an open question. But according to testimonials from people working in Vermont's health, refugee resettlement, and equity organizations, the project services are vital, and there would be a void without them.
This is a resource that didn't exist prior to the Vermont Language Justice Project.
This is Cheryl Wilcox with the Department of Mental Health.
At this point, you know, having things in different languages and interpreting them, like it's not an extra thing. It's something we should be doing.
Underneath Caribou's Chanjo YouTube video about the COVID-19 vaccine, there are dozens of comments expressing gratitude. The messages are from Swahili speakers, English speakers, and from people in other states who say they work with refugee communities.
I just think that when people hear their mother tongue first, it's so grounding, and it makes them feel like this is I'm part of this culture, of this community too, that I matter, that, you know, someone is paying attention to what I'm going through.
Caribou says providing information this way works, and that it should be supported. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.